Grace, mercy, and peace to you from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. Our today's lesson is from St. Paul's letter, 2 Timothy chapter 4, verses 7. I have fought the good fight, I have finished the race, I have kept the faith. This is the word of God. Dear brother and sister in Christ Jesus, in life, just like in sport, we all have goals. We have career goals, working as an engineer or an accountant, a lawyer or a doctor. We have family goals of having children and living in a nice house. We have goal of retiring in Florida or Arizona. But what is your biggest goal, most important goal? Do you have goal beyond this earthly life, goal for eternity? Are you striving for them? Will you reach them? What is hindering you along the way? The Apostle Paul's second letter to Timothy tells us that there is one goal worth pursuing, one dream worth chasing. The goal of eternal life is the ultimate goal, but you have to keep the faith and finish running the race. Just imagine that you, along with others, all line up on a track for a race. As you look around, you see people, tendons quiver, joint cracks and pops, muscle tense, anticipation, your mind foresee the miraculous, finish the race and ride on a strong shoulder with a hand upraised, say, the winner. There is a race and you are in it. Those in a wheelchair, those in peak condition, those in diaper, those in three-piece suit, those who feel frustrated, and those who feel fulfilled. All forgiven sinners who are members of the body of Christ are lined up for this race. Are you retired? Are you filled with the vital juice of your life? Are you enduring some private agony that has sapped your strength for months, even years? It doesn't matter if you are white, black, Asian, French, German, or whatever your national origin are, you are still a child of God, and you are running this race. Tiny tots, gray beard totter down the tracks together. It is our privilege to run. Suit up. You're running. Just get ready to run. When you run the race of faith, there will be obstacles in your way. This world has everything that will put up barrier, hinder you with heavy burden, and will also tempt you to commit sin. Fear that will weaken a person. False evidence will appear as real. It is difficult to have faith in God if we don't run the race with confidence in our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. I remember when I was in fifth grade, we have a county school field day, that each grade level that have won the race in their respective school will be representing them in the race against the other school. I remember that we had to run the race around the track once before finishing on the second lap. So when the whistle blew, I rushed forward, and then I passed all the other runners. I felt so proud hearing the crowd cheering for my name. Go, Lang, go. It felt really good. Then my pride was easily hindered as I started seeing all the other runners are passing me. I realized I wasn't dressed properly for the race and I should take it easy on the first lap just to maintain the pace with the other runner. Instead, I used all my energy on the first lap, and I didn't have any energy left on my second lap. I finished the race not last, but second to the last person. You see, we human took pride in our lives. The devil and sin will tempt us and lead us the wrong path of life. We harbor attitude and engage in behavior that wrap around our feet, causing us to stumble instead of to sprint. So what kind of weight did each of us bring to the race today? An unforgiving spirit, an unhealthy preoccupation, a grudge that is so old that we have forgotten what we were mad about in the first place. We are in a race to get to heaven. We come to church, we go home, then forgot all about it. God's love, grace, and mercy to us each day. We repeat the same routine over and over again. But the Apostle Paul, right to the Corinthians, said, "For we must appear before the judgment seat of Christ, that each one may receive what is due him for the thing done while in the body, whether good or bad." When we start to claim everything that we do is done by us instead of giving credit and honor to Christ, then we have smears our lies with deceitfulness and lie. Even the little sins separate us from God and provoke his wrath, because the perfect, holy, and righteousness God demands perfection and holiness from us. Even our good works don't measure up to what he requires. And if we start putting faith in our good works, we end up glorifying ourselves instead of Christ. None of us can run through this life without getting tangled up in sin, can we? Then how can we ever finish the race to receive eternal life? Is there anyone who can clear the way for us? Someone who can run the race for us and with us? There is. And the writer to the Hebrew tells us to fix our eyes on Jesus. Jesus is God's Son sent to earth to be our Savior. He is the author and perfecter of our faith, the one who planned our salvation from eternity and chose us as his elected people. The Apostle Paul writes, "Who has saved us and called us to a holy life, not because of anything we have done, but because of his own purpose and grace. This grace was given us in Christ Jesus before the beginning of time." Jesus complete our salvation. He has done all that is needed to save us. Our faith originated with Jesus. Just as a writer start out to write a book and work on for a long time to finish it, Jesus complete our salvation by coming to earth, teaching, healing, offering himself on the cross, and rising from the dead. He has completed the story of salvation from beginning to end. Jesus is at God's right hand interceding for us. He is a constant reminder that our sins are paid for. We have a race to run, and that race is to get to heaven. We need to fix our eyes on Jesus. Fix our eyes on him in worship as we read the scripture and see him there, and as we pray and receive the Lord's Supper for the forgiveness of sin, we also become stronger as the Lord gives us his strength so we can run with perseverance. The Apostle James said, "Consider it pure joy, my brother, whenever you face trial of many kind, because you know that testing of your faith develop perseverance. Perseverance must finish its work so that you may be mature and complete, not lacking anything." We can finish the race and attain this eternal life because the price of admission has been paid. We can attain it in Christ through his word and the Holy Spirit bring us to faith and call us to follow him as citizens of his kingdom of righteousness. As we run the race with perseverance, let us fix our eyes on Jesus, the author and perfecter of our faith. When you cross the finish line, as the Apostle Paul said, there is laid up for me the crown of righteousness, which the Lord, the righteous judge, will award me on that day, and not only to me, but also to all who have loved his appearing. So, brothers and sisters in Christ Jesus, let us fix our eyes on Christ and finish running the race to the open arms of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen.